It's good to see him around. I was obviously, I think we were all very concerned yesterday. I didn't see the play happen in real time, but I saw replays of it later, and it didn't look good. And you know, to see him here today with the brace and at least walking around and riding the bike and talking to guys and stuff, it's good to see him. So hopefully he gets better soon and get back to normal.
Scarier things you've seen as a player?
Yeah, for sure. It's up there. I mean, obviously, Red's incident last year was pretty scary, too. I was on the ice for that one, too. But, yeah, definitely. It's because it's kind of like a helpless feeling, you know? Like, he couldn't do anything to protect himself, and that's what's kind of scary, going in with that kind of speed and the weight behind it and not being able to brace your fall with anything but your face. It's scary for sure.
We've seen Nashville a bit in Columbus. What are you expecting from them tomorrow? What kind of game will they bring?
They've changed their personnel quite a bit, I think, since I've been there. But they're a hardworking team. They come at you quick. They play the walls and they finish their checks all the time. So they're definitely a high energy and they're difficult to play against. So I think similar to last night, we got to be ready to play. They play like St. Louis, you know, just grind it on the walls and they're tough down low. So.
So it's a big rally for you guys. How important is it to follow that up now? I know so much talk about consistency the last couple of weeks here to be able to follow that game up tomorrow with that same kind of effort.
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think it showed a lot of character yesterday from our team to battle back like that. I think we had a few injuries and obviously we got down early in the game, but we battled back and we kept the chances going. And I thought we played with a lot of energy yesterday. I thought we played physical. I thought we played with a lot of determination. And so I think speaks volumes about our team, and I think it's really important for us to follow that up tomorrow and just make sure we come out the same way and battle.
Dustin Bufflin's playing some of his best hockey right now. What's it like when a guy like that goes out and plays over 31 minutes as effectively as
he Yeah, it helps carry the whole team. I think he the energy he brings in his game and then the momentum that he pushes one way or the other, you know, whether it's bringing the momentum back to us. I think it just helps the whole team kind of get up and go forward. I think you can kind of see it in the game once he gets going and he's carrying the puck and he's getting down the ice and keeping the puck in the zone and creating chances. I think it just the other players feed off it and just creates more momentum.
He made that pass look easy, but can you talk about how difficult that pass is to make in that situation?
Are you talking about the backhand pass?
The seam pass to Toby.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's definitely a tough pass to make. I think the fact that he was on his offside was more to his advantage because he's kind of turned so he can see that play open up. But, yeah, at that time of the game, I think we're looking to get shots to the net, and he saw their forward and their D were kind of collapsed a little bit low, and you can see it on the video this morning. He made a nice seam pass, and Toby didn't make any mistakes.
Did things get a little bit tough fatigue-wise when you're down to four defensemen there in the third and then to go to overtime and still just have those four guys?
It actually, you know what, it wasn't too bad. It's I think if you ask anyone, the more you play, the better you feel, and I think that kind of switched into gear last night. I think as the game went on and our team started gaining momentum and the game got physical and intense, I think you get so into the game that you want to be on the ice all the time, and it was a lot of fun to be a part of that game.
You've kind of become that plug-and-play defenseman. They've got you kind of paired up with everybody, and now with, you know, a couple injuries to Trouba and Stewart and some call-ups. Do you have to make an adjustment when you play with different players?
Yeah, I think so far early in the season, I've just been trying to get my game back. I think whether it be through timing or confidence or whatever you want to call it, but you know, being paired up with Buff was nice yesterday. I think that always helps, and I think we had good chemistry last year. And I mean, I just play with whoever I'm told to play with, so I go out there and try and do what I can do, and making sure we're talking, I think that's the biggest thing, because if you know where your partner is and your partner knows where you are, it makes the game so much easier. So I think that's the biggest key.